It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 718. Georgie Boy here, going through all of the interviews from the 24-hour live stream. And this is a really good episode. Two very funny people on the show, Max Price and Jack Post. Jack comes in at the start. We pitch some ideas to him for a song he's going to go and write. He then goes away and comes back at the end of the episode and performs his song. In the meantime, we have some great chats with Max about Kinney and all things comedy. So I hope you enjoy this one. This is episode 718 with Max Price and Jack Post.
We have Jack Post and Max Price, and we've got Georgie Boy joining us as well. Max Price, first of all, how are you going, mate? How's things, Max?
Going really good, guys. I am so excited that you guys are doing this, because I'm all about the 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. That's when you guys are wrecked.
It's a weird time, and I hope one of us ends up with a mullet like you, Max. Where'd you get that mullet from? Who did it?
It's not a mullet.
And I got told that we just finished filming the Kinney show, and the Channel 10 made me trim it back. I one Friday night I shaved it up with some Audi dog clippers, and I thought it was, and I'll just have a mullet for the weekend, and I put it on Instagram, and then a few people were like, "That's not as cute as you think it is," and then it's been four or five months now.
I think it looks good. Jack Post, there's already comments about your beard, mate. Glyn saying, nice beard work, front Jack.
It's a front mullet.
Yeah, I'm going for just no grooming whatsoever during isolation. So I'm growing out the hair, I'm growing out the beard, and everywhere else.
Where do you see it first? Okay, all right. Where do you see it first? Where do you see the most amount of growth, Jack?
The beard is slow. Like, this is honestly, this is, I already started with it, like what Tommy's got, and this is a month and a half. So
don't ever compare your beard to Tommy's beard. Was it ever Tommy's beard? How did it start full and then work its way to what you've got? How does that happen?
Well, actually, from where I'm sitting, this looks like a full beard. You know, because you know me, that it's a bit patchy in areas, but if I strategically put my head like this, you would never know this is a patchy beard.
we had Pete Murray on the show, who performed live, and so he was sort of the support act for what's to come now. You have offered what have you offered? Can you sell it in?
I said that if you guys come up with a theme for a song amongst the five of you here joining me now, I'll go away for a half hour, 45 minutes, write the song, come back and perform it live.
Okay, great.
Before your very eyes.
Oh, beautiful. Okay, so, I mean, Max, you're the guest. Have you got any thoughts on what you think?
I'd love the part of it to be about sleep deprivation as it will, you know, this is what you guys will be going through in, you know, throughout the next, well, however long you got left, 17 hours or 15 hours, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's tough. I don't know. That would be my little, like, half a theme, if anyone else wants to add anything in.
Yeah. So
it can have a lack of sleep theme.
Yeah. So lack of sleep. Georgie Boy, you're a creative guy. What have you got?
Sorry, I just dropped out then. So we're talking about Jack's song.
Yeah. Dropped out mentally or your internet? Which one?
Bit of both. The internet. Great. Sleep is good. What about...
Oh, you're picking up the conversation like you never left.
What? You're actually just repeating what Max says. It's pretty annoying.
What about drinks we should be having throughout the night to stay energized?
Mm-hmm. Like V's and Red Bulls and that sort of
or
thing.
Or ways to stay awake.
To stay awake. Okay. Yeah. Yep.
And I would like a line in there where you say, "I may not be Pete Murray," and then you've got to sort of finish that.
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
That's
love
great.
That.
Okay, yeah. Okay. I love that. What about stuff around smut? Late night smut.
We're trying to work out whether, I mean, you're the famous, you've got this famous song in your in the comedy festival show from 2013, where you you had a no more smart. Do you remember that?
Yes. Yeah, I wouldn't use the descriptive word famous to describe the 2013 comedy festival performance, but that is true. All right, lack of sleep.
Yeah, I've got a couple.
Yeah, go ahead, Tommy.
I want some reference to that we were hacked in the comments by bots.
I don't like the use of the word hacked. Like, we weren't hacked, just a bunch of people commented.
Flooded by
comments.
Is that...
That's a type of hacking. A DDoS attack.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
A DDoS attack. You don't have to have a password. Somehow there was a... They were...
That was powered by Venture IP.
Trump 2020. They were saying Trump 2020. They were saying...
So they weren't your audience. They were strangers.
No, they were our audience.
40 dislikes.
So you guys became a right-wing...
Yeah,
show.
So we had a bunch of dislikes. They've gone away. They picked up on the bots because we now only have 9 dislikes. So those 9 dislikes are authentic, if you're wondering.
And so, what about something around merch?
All right, so
merch.
So bot attack.
Bot attack. Yeah, great merch. Merch so delivery.
Grace got her merch in WA. Something around it arriving, and she was meant to get it on Thursday. She was meant to get on Thursday, but it came on Friday. Something about WA.
Oh, I had Ozpost give me a pick up your parcel from the post office today, and I've been home for weeks. You didn't try and deliver it. There's no way you tried to deliver that. And I'm in the front room. I look out this window here. I can see you there, and you're not there.
Yeah, and you're bored and alert, so absolutely no chance.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you know what it is, Jack? What's the package?
Yeah, it's from Chemist Warehouse. So I could have literally a trip to the post office is a trip to Chemist Warehouse.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
It's one and the same. So you didn't save me any time.
Chemist Warehouse or Ozpo?
Can you mention Morning Shannon?
Morning Shannon.
What's that? Is that a euphemism?
No, so the morning Shannon is when you morning Shannon is what we say every time we go on the chat, because a gronk in Queensland named Shannon would always be in the chat and people would say morning Shannon even if it's afternoon.
All right, so there's tell me a bit about the merch, because the merch from what I saw is exactly the same hoodies except now they just don't have a hood.
What's a crew neck? It's very fashionable and also
the logo is slightly different.
Yeah, the
it's
logo
a rectangle is logo instead of
rectangle
square.
Wide logo. Instead of the square version. Yeah. And we've got Gronk t-shirts as well.
And the obvious is getting a mention of Cotton On, who have kindly dressed us outside of our own merch.
So something about the great beanies and the comfy pants.
Okay, so Cotton On.
Hoodies, everything.
Contractual mention for Cotton On.
Yeah. Yeah, love it.
Crew necks, and then I used Mr. 97s. This is going to be a hit line. Rectangular, not square. That can go somewhere as well.
And what about something about Max Price's hair? No, I mean, that rhymes. Rectangular, square. And we can't forget Max's hair, which I actually like. I don't think there's anything wrong. Max, if it makes you feel any better, I just panic shaved my head. That's how bad my hair was.
So. I just pointed out he had a mullet. No one said it was bad, Josh.
It's not a mullet. That's the thing. That's what's hard about what you said.
What's not a mullet about it?
Well, there is shave. It's just not that luscious at the back. It'll get there.
Yeah.
So you aren't planning
on... That's a mullet, Josh.
Okay. All right. It's a low-end mullet.
It's a low-end mullet.
Still a mullet.
I might put in there something, Max, about your that backdrop that you got there, Priceless Productions, where you're trying to put in your own advertising.
I like that.
Someone's got to.
Yeah, I think it's great. Definitely.
Hey, I wanted, because this is the first time me and Jack are meeting, but I remember you commented on
Instagram.
Yeah, you commented on a post of me directing Sam Pang, and it was just a clusterfuck of just like me stuttering and umming and ahhing. And
yeah, that's a great video.
Sam Pang, and he's clearly just trying to be polite. And not say, I don't know what you're saying there. And you wrote, is this something from Martin Scorsese's Masterclass? And I thought, and for about a week, I tried to think of something to write back and it never came.
Jack is, we had one more interaction. I feel like we had one more interaction before that. 3 or 4 years ago, I was in Hong Kong, and you grew up there, obviously, and you said you gave me some places to check out.
Yes, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And you just went to none of them and just went like my phone.
We know each other well, guys.
Jack is very good at the stinging comment. He will, like, the fact that he remembers the hoodies and the like, you keep tabs.
You actually, you can say that again, red beanie.
No!
It's not red, it's dark tan. But anyway.
I'm colorblind. That's the only place where I let myself.
Oh, yeah, you are colorblind.
Oh, me too. Me too.
Remember, I think I said you should get into color correction, and that was before I knew. Like, color grading and stuff. I thought, because you got into the whole the Wacom tablet thing. Anyway, okay, Jack. So you'll go off. Georgie boy,
what time should I meet you back?
Okay. You've got 20 minutes.
Great.
I'll see you back here.
Okay, bye-bye. Perfect. All right, bye-bye.
This is great.
And so, Georgie boy, you can go and chill now as well. You can go back to editing.
All right.
And just feel free to mute yourself.
Chill out.
Here he is.
Oh, hey, here Max, we go. Sports.
is there any pushback from you on Tiger King? Because if you are, get out.
Love it.
No, I'm just okay. Yeah, great. Stay. There's just a bunch of a movement around people pushing back on that thing, and yeah, they're in the bin.
I got around Joe Exotic from the Louis Theroux days.
Yeah.
So when I saw the thumbnail come up on Netflix, I was like, I remember that guy. But it was nowhere near as crazy as Tiger King. Fucking hell.
Yeah. Have you seen Louis Theroux's new podcast that he's got?
No.
Yeah, oh, he's got a podcast, and his first guest is John Ronson, who did the book So You've Been Publicly Shamed. It's fucking great. Wow. Yeah, it's really, really good.
Yeah, he's one of those people who are through that there's just not enough of his stuff out there. There's not enough content.
Mm. Oh, definitely.
I'm like that a little bit with like Ricky Gervais as well. It's anything that comes out with him, I'm like, I just want to consume it. Mm. Unreal.
Louis Theroux's new podcast, Josh, did you notice that it's in left and right in my car? I'm listening to it, and it was coming through my left and right speaker. So John's coming through the left and Louis through the right.
Oh, it's like nightmare. You're in a conversation.
Just like, yeah. Maybe they went for it. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe it's some kind of artistic flair that they're adding back into it. It's we haven't caught up, Max, since you've shot the latest season of Kinney. How did it all go? It was an epic couple of weeks, right?
Yeah, so we started the shoot coming to set. So it was a 14-day location sketch shoot, and then we had to do some live stuff later. But on day one, we were all hugging each other, and by day 11, we weren't allowed to be in the same room as people, and lunch had to be, like day one lunch was a buffet with, you know, tongs and just grab what you want. Day 11 was... it has to be pre-packaged and has your name on it, and the runner had to hand it to you with gloves, and you had to. So we went just through like one shoot, saw the start and end of it, and we kind of got shut down filming day 11 out of 14 days. So we didn't even get it all done, which was it was just such a bizarre time, to be honest.
Did you do all the punchlines at the end? So are you going to end up with just like great stories, but no punchline? Is that how you shoot them?
Yeah, we saved punchline day for laughing. Nothing's funny for the first 11 days.
So it's a drama. That's all right.
it's re-edited into a drama now. but now we got like, it's weird. So a lot of the sketches survived, but there was a couple that we just haven't done, and then there's a couple where if we film one more scene, like a pickup scene in a house or something, then that links the whole sketch together. Mm-hmm. We've been able to kind of either work around it or we kind of didn't have to shut ourselves down, but it just felt at the time cases were doubling every day and it was starting to get a bit crazy, and there was a bit of angst on set, and so it was kind of we did it on our own accord, shut the shoot down, but in hindsight I wish we finished it, but it was such a there was a couple of days there where it's like, okay, and this is genuinely the end of the world. And then now we find out that was true.
And so what's happening? Are you releasing it this year, Kinney?
Yeah. So everything's on track. In fact, the networks, I know that Network 10 are like, please, are we able to get the stuff? Are we able to get episode one earlier? Because we really want, you know, we don't know what's later on is going to be like in terms of what we can put on air. I know that they annoyingly stopped that like 55% Australian content. You know, they have that, a certain amount of content has to be Australian, and they've dropped that because I think there's nothing to really put on, which is really sad. But I kind of almost understand that there's no productions happening at the moment. So they desperately want us on, and I think we're looking at late, what are we going to? Later, even like could be the start of June or the end of this month, F1 might be on. We just spent the weekend at the Channel 10 studios on Chapel Street where they filmed the project and stuff, doing like the in-studio live-ish feel bit to it, which was even harder because we usually have like 60 or 70 people in the audience and we had to do it in front of crew and then be like, hey, you know, like everyone's doing their job. And then you go, crew, hey, you know, you're all doing things. Can you laugh as well, please, for the third time? So that was tough, but everyone really did what they needed to do, and hopefully it sounds all right. But you know, we haven't watched any of it back yet. We just finished on Sunday.
What about content-wise? Is there any sort of sketches that actually just don't go in sort of COVID-19 times where you're like, oh, actually, this is less funny now. Let's cut the bat sketch or something. Yeah.
There's a we've actually had a lot of chats about the a couple of weeks ago when we were going into studio and we were actually meant to film it next Saturday, but we brought it all forward, and Troy and myself and the production company execs and all that, we were discussing like, let's not even bring it up. Let's not even talk about it, and let's not make excuses for it either, because I really would hate to episode one, you know, we come into the opening titles and then it goes, Troy's on stage going, guys, we had this other show ready, but, you know, coronavirus, so here's our excuse for it to not be as good. And we kind of thought, let's just not even give ourselves that chance, and if it sucks, it's because it just sucks that we didn't think of anything better to do. It's a bit of a roll of the dice, and you know, you see a lot of shows at the moment now, like Front Bar with, you know, Andy Lee's kind of chatted to us a little bit about their chats that they've had about no audiences in there and crew laughing, and it's kind of quickly become the new normal. So I don't think people are not gonna stick out like we maybe think it will, but you know, it's still going to be. I am nervous to see the first cut of episode one unmixed. You know, if it's going to sound really flat and empty, or is it going to be funny and good?
Last time we spoke, you were talking to us about, because you own a video production company like us, and you were talking about the opportunity with Kinney.
You got the banner.
I'm just guessing, but is it Priceless Productions? Is that the? Yeah, I think it is. Anyway,
yes, it is. When
you were talking about the opportunity with
Kinney,
are
you at an expo right now? Are you at a booth? Are you going to sell us? You just put in your details into the iPad, and you could win a free T-shirt.
Yeah, free, yeah. Cards. I'll analyze any videos that you have. And
you were talking about Kinney being one of those opportunities that comes up where you need to put a lot of work into it, but it's not a distraction, but definitely a focus of energy that you can't then put onto your business, which you were growing. And from, you know, the outside, you look like you're killing it. What's happened in your world when it comes to client work and working with brands directly?
Yeah, I'm no different than probably everyone out there, where there was a lot of scope, a lot of opportunities presenting themselves pre COVID, and then it's kind of, you know, now, like, I did a lot of work with, we talked about this last time, KO and Sportsbet, and, you know, their whole thing is sport, and there's no sport at the moment. So I'm really thankful to be distracted with the Kimi stuff, and, you know, I still got a couple of months on that, watching, giving notes and talking how we, you know, episode 1 to 6, and we might have some stuff left over, I don't know. That'll keep me busy, but I don't know whether it's a blessing. I'm just going to maybe say it is. I haven't given it too much thought, that because of, you know, trying to do a bigger project and you know, being taken away from your business doing kind of other video production and social content, you know, going and doing a big project like this is harsh for clients, because you're almost like, you do a lot of, you talk to them that doing social content is a great idea, and let's try and do 6 or 12 months of it, and then kind of go, oh, by the way, I'm not going to be here for 3. It's a bit harsh. Like, and I don't have the measures in place to kind of hire someone like full time, and, you know, that option now, but it's option in January, but it's a little bit more scary now. To, you know, if you can put measures in place to make it all run, then you can maybe shoot for the larger projects. And that's still the plan, but I'm not sure if we, you know, it might have just been set back a little bit. But there is it is a bit of a blessing in a weird way that I didn't really set up too much for the second half of the year. So mentally, I'm not like, oh, I've lost all this work. It's kind of like, well, I'm in the same place I was going to be, with or without it. It just seems like the opportunities are a little bit, you know, they're not as many around. But, you know, they'll come. It'll all be fine. It'll come back.
What about creativity? Do you find that you're more or less creative in a time like now?
Awfully, awfully a lot worse off. Like, yeah. I'm one of those cafe wanker writers. it's something about the acoustics, or something about the where you sit in the cafe and the people there and a laptop. That's where I go to write things. And I'm shameless about that. I know I look like a dickhead. I know that I have to order roughly 1 coffee every 45 minutes, otherwise get out. You know, you play that fine line of, you're not spending enough in here right now. And I don't want to spend anything in here right now.
Do you use the power as well? Are you plugged in?
No, I've always been pretty good with power.
You bring a big power brick that takes up the whole table? Is that what you do? Just generator, petrol?
Just a big kickstart thing. If my laptop runs out while I'm there, I think I've been there too long.
I guess, Max, it's better to be a cafe wanker writer than just a cafe wanker, because I think that's what I am. What are you missing? What are you actually missing most about, you know, the previous existence that we had that a lot of us did take for granted?
Pub. I'm a big pub guy. The pub.
Which pub do you go to? What's a? Because I'm not. I haven't been.
Give
to
it a
pubs,
plug.
Really.
They're doing bad.
Yeah. What?
Pub? Yeah. Yeah. I'm actually doing a. I'm actually going and helping a friend, like 2 friends out who own the Palace in South Melbourne, and the Retreat in Abbotsford, and they're doing like so they're doing veggie and fruit boxes, and the reason they're doing that is because their suppliers of food for the restaurant have, like, that chain has stopped with them, so their suppliers of, you know, all your fruit and veg are like, guys, we have an abundance of it and we don't know what to do with it. So they're on selling that now, which is nice. And they're starting to do these things called growlers. And anyone that's like a Peaky Blinders fan or anything like that, that's like these massive prohibition type like brown bottles. And you can go in there and pour a beer out of a keg, because that's mainly that taste is what I miss. And then you can bottle it. And then take it home and drink it like that night or over 2 days or whatever.
Oh, yeah, what is the time? So it's around 2 days you have to finish the keg. Is that the rule? Or?
It's not a pressurized. I mean, yeah, I haven't gone past 2 hours, so I don't know what the thing is. But it has to be drunk a lot quicker than a keg because there's no pressure. Or I don't know how the logistics work on it, but that's what they're doing. And I'm going and shooting a bit of a just helping them with a bit of a promo video tomorrow because, yeah, it's just like you look at people like that and then you kind of realize that we're fine. Well, I'm fine compared to a lot of people and businesses out there who I really feel sorry for.
I've definitely opened that seal, TJ, you talked about. I'm going to have to go just a little fizzy water does it to me as well, I reckon. It just pushes it faster.
But bubbles continue. About. What was the longest day that you put into the Kinney production, legally speaking? Because, you know, you probably get shut down by Channel 10 if they work out that you did a 20-hour day.
No, it's all pretty by the books because we hire so many freelancers and there's a lot of rules on overtime and stuff like that, and we kind of set in place. Like we did enough pre-production to kind of allow enough for certain days. In saying that, we did miss a couple of call sheets that day on the shoot where we ran a little behind, but we were able to pick them up over the next couple of days. And that just unfortunately added a little bit of stress, but I think the content's still really good and I'm excited for the season. We kind of, Kinney and I, who are, I guess, like the head writers, are always nervous because it's like the fourth season of Sketch Show now that we're done for content. We can't think of anything else. And then we'll literally have a phone call and one idea will be like, oh, that's not bad. And then, you know, we'll write it down. And it just kind of, it's been able to happen, but I say this, if we were to go another one, I'm even more nervous, like, we couldn't do another one, surely. But it might happen again. I have no idea.
Do you know, what's his name? Max, Neve's best mate that has... Max Joseph. He's a filmmaker in New York, but he has this movie, short little doco about...
Catfish.
Do you need to be a dick to be a director? And I mean, you're on set.
No, I do not think that's the case.
No.
I actually think that that's personally, and it's funny because directing the show is a director. You're not often on set with other directors because you don't have three or four on a shoot. So I don't really get to see what other people do that often. I think it putting a vibe like that on set for comedy, like being a dickhead and being like kind of aggressive and calling people out is a really ugly way to go about it. I think it's all about, I think I might have mentioned this last time, if you see anything you don't like or this person doesn't like that person starting to brew, it's like, it's kind of nipping it in the bud early, making sure that they flesh things out and if people are not performing as well as you'd like them to, it's pretty much using your words well enough to get your message into their heads, and also get, you know, really seeing not just the how the performance is going, but seeing how the actor's going mentally, because like there'll be times where someone will be I don't know how much kind of acting you guys have done, but when you've asked to do like the third or fourth take and you're getting it wrong and you keep stuffing up the same bit and you can see them start to beat themselves up in their head and you
be so and hard. Then
it's so hard, and then there's 20 people around and then there's the like an AD standing next to you going, we need to move on to the next thing, and we haven't got that take yet. You have to almost just make it, you know, just stop everyone, pull them aside and chat to them, let them breathe, just calm them down. It's, you know, remind them we're just making dumb videos, like we're just having fun. So I'm more about making everyone have fun on set because I think it reflects on screen. And being a dickhead is not a good call, is in my book.
Catering. What was the catering like? I know you were saying like that was a bit of a process to sort of get it to everyone. What were you rocking?
What's that called? Fox's Den.
I don't know if you know that one. Great. Yeah,
it's great.
Love Fox's Den.
Chicken rolls and all that. Like it was it was catered really well. But yeah, the weirdest part was one of the early days we had like this amazing set, like four or five curries, and then yeah, that we could just pick at and, you know, grab things with our hands. And then at the end, it was like almost hazmat suits, and you guys sit in that corner, you sit in that corner, and no one talked to each other during lunch. That's how crazy, that's how scary it got with the coronavirus thing.
Who's your favorite comedian or actor that you've directed?
I mean, we got to work with Ryan Shelton on this shoot. And I just have, you know, it was really day one or two, I had like a bit of a sinus infection. I can get clogged in these, you know, these parts of your face. Yeah. And then on day two, I had it really bad. And so when I would laugh or whatnot, it would just be a bit of pressure above the eye. And it was the day we had Ryan Shelton on, and we were working on a script before we had to go in and shoot it. And I had to just, like, I looked rude because I had to walk away and not be involved in it because he was making me laugh so much. It's just these little things that I just can't get enough of. Yeah. And if you've seen his Ryan.com.
Ryan. Ryan.
I love to spruik that because he's there. It's so good.
Like craftsperson, create. Like, what I love about what Ryan does is it's, you can tell how much he loves the craft and how he plays with it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, even on that site when he interviewed himself. I don't know if you've seen that. Yet.
The bloopers.
And then that's exactly the bit I'm talking about. Like, that takes someone who cares for the craft to not only finish that script and then record each bit, you know, and then cut it together, but then that's the extra length he'll go to, which is like, puts him in the genius category, I reckon.
Yeah. Just a bit of an update.
That takes itself so long, and it's like doing that back and forth.
Yeah.
It looks like seamless, but you'd never know it. I mean, we should ask him how long it took him.
Yeah.
What's the update, Jojo?
So I messaged Jack, and I'm like, hey, mate, just jump back in. He said, shit, 20 minutes goes fast. Give me a couple of mins. So he started off very strong. He came up with the idea of the song. So I'm hoping in the next 5 minutes we can get him to jump on and hear his song that he's created.
I wouldn't be surprised if he goes out of contact from about now on.
He's definitely a ghoster. He loves a good ghost. He's actually someone who I call and it never actually rings. It always goes to like not even voicemail. I'm like, maybe the number. Like, I don't know if this is his number, but he's
just engaged.
Yeah, he then calls back or whatever. Yeah,
that's right.
So
how are morals and vibes for you guys at the moment? Not only for this 24-hour stream, but how everything's gone down. I love the, you guys have ramped up your content, which is just perfect time to do it. I think you'll be so you'll benefit so much from it. I just think I'm jealous of how you guys get together and do so much stuff. It's very good.
Well, thanks, mate. I think if you look at the grand scheme of things, talking personally, I'm thriving at just the creative process and just learning new things. I think that's where I get a lot of my energy from, and so I think the other thing too is it's you have to play with the imperfect. So it's like, you know, doing this and doing the stream, we could have spent another like 3 weeks or you know, a month or, you know, 6 weeks or whatever it is, planning guests and doing all that sort of thing. But it's like, I love that we can say on Sunday, hey, this is something we're going to do, like with our merch and all that sort of thing, and then just get it done. So, you know.
That's awesome.
Well, yeah, because I don't know what the other approach works all too well. I mean, it can, I guess.
Not for us. I think that we would just argue too much about it. I think that like part of it is just like having it be so quick, like because it's fast, all of a sudden there's no issue in regards to delegation, there's no issue with all the shit, because it's just like you're just fucking grabbing stuff and everyone's having a crack, and we're very lucky that we have such an amazing community in the Gronk squad that we've got people like Charles in Bathurst who can be in the green room chatting to people, and then we've got the committee crew, we've got you know, five or six of the Gronks sitting in watching on Zoom, which we'll bring them back in soon. But yeah, so it is a lot of fun.
I guess, yeah.
Would you like me to do a little product review on a light I got today?
Oh yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah.
A little film light, and okay. I am fascinated by it. And this is only if I've got time.
Okay, yeah, great, great.
As long as you mention Cotton On being the main sponsor. Jack's back in.
Jack is back in. Do we want to do the song and then we'll do the lighting review?
The quick light.
Is that okay, Matt?
Yeah, great.
Okay. I mean, we don't have to do the lighting review, but.
No. We're doing it. Hang on. We should bring
Steph Claire-Smith in on the lighting review.
Okay, so we're bringing six. So don't start talking yet, Jack. Okay, Jack, hello. Hang on. I can't hear you, Jack. Are you there? Hang on. Is he mucking
around? Hey, can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you.
There we go.
Yeah, Jack's back.
Okay. I'm practicing my song.
Can you hear us, Jack?
I can hear you guys.
Okay, perfect. All right, so do you want to give it a little intro before you sort of start?
Now, can I just preface? I pitched you this idea. I said, I'll go away, have an hour to write a song, and then I'll come back and play it.
And then what did happen, I then said, hey, how's 6 p.m.?
We had a scheduling conflict.
6 p.m. and then you can come back at 9 p.m. and you're like, mate, the fun is in the speed. And so you can't win. But
it's the fun is in 1 hour speed, not 3 hour speed. But I've got something.
Okay.
Right. This is... Now, can you hear me all right? I hate for my song to be...
if it's good enough for Pete Murray, it's good enough for you.
You sound good.
We won't sing over the top.
Now, did Pete Murray have professional microphones, or did he just go
to the his laptop. It sounded great.
And it sounded good, did he?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, this is, I guess, I wrote this on the assumption that, Mr. 97, are you the one who handles, like, technical problems, like the bots getting into the comments section?
Yeah, to an extent, yeah.
Yeah, good. Yeah, good.
Everything's
that's all I need to know.
So it's a bit non-committal. As long as everything's going right, he'll take credit. But as soon as it's Charles's job. Poor Charles. Here we go.
All right. I've given this one practice, so bear with me. Okay. This is the Daily Talk Show song written by you guys and me in the last 20 minutes. The Daily Talk Show isn't safe anymore. The bots are knocking at their door. Yeah, the bots are infiltrating the comment section. Oh, save us, Mr. 97. We thought the worst thing we would face would be sleep depravity. Trying to stay awake all night, drinking Monster Energy. But the bots have become the real enemy. Oh, save us, Mr. 97. He's our hero, he will not be forgotten. And a special thanks to our sponsors at Cotton On. His name is Mr. 97. Oh, please, save us from the bots.
Love it.
Amazing.
Round of applause, so it's good. Nice.
That was great, mate. Jack. I won't go nitpicky, but there was a few bits missing, obviously, but you can't get to everything in a song. Could you do an 20 album?
20 minutes goes fast. 20 minutes went really fast.
Oh, that was great, Jack.
Yeah. It was so good.
Mate, thank you.
All right,
guys. Well, good fun being part of it.
Okay, all right. that is a Jack. That is a Jack Post move if I've ever seen one.
Oh, he's back. Can I hear his voice still? No, he's done. Like he's actually gone. No,
he's that was like a George Costanza when he, you know, I'm out. But we do it on a high though. That's the difference between George Costanza and him.
He's back.
I heard that, Mac.
Well, and he's gone
for a
again.
Guy who was struggling with the tech, he's a risky business over here going in and out like this. Yeah. All right, let's.
I feel like now that there's a, you know, there's a crocodile in the water, and we're just very close to it. You can just come in and say what he wants.
Yeah, definitely. Actually, we need to. So we've got Laura Henshaw and Steph Claire Smith now. Steph Miller coming on the show in a few minutes. I am concerned.
Well, must have to wait for another time.
I know. Come on, give us your lighting.
Just a
review,
quick,
Max,
quick little run.
Okay, yeah. I'll grab it quickly. It's just here. I'm using it at the moment.
Okay.
It's lightsaber panel light, right?
Oh wow.
It's called the Yongnuo YN360, but it comes with a little remote, and it's awesome. And you can go and change it to like LED colors.
Oh great!
So it's good for like mood lighting and stuff. You can put it behind something and like, and then it has settings where you can go like this one is cop, police.
Oh, this is great! Where did you get
That's
this?
So good.
Amazon, and it came today. So I'm all about it at the moment. And takes those Sony battery things, but it's perfect for like if you wanted to light like just the background of a shot and just throw it somewhere. And it anyway, that's my light review.
Oh, that's
not right.
Yeah, what'd you
that's
pay?
Solid.
Anyway, the police are here, so
did you? I mean, TJ loves to know what everything costs. What did the light cost?
$170.
That's good.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah, real cheap.
There's a premium company. I've just gone blank on the big light panels. I think is the big sort of broadcaster light company that does like they started doing the LED stuff, and it was I remember. Yeah. What was that?
What are the cops
still
want?
Going?
Yeah, no, this is great. I mean, the thing cops, is yeah. that you're going to start doing so many sketches that involve cops.
Yeah. I don't know what the weather likes at yours, but I'm getting a bit of lightning.
You should actually do some DJing. Like I'm DJ Precious sort of on Friday nights normally, and like the light that I had to use was a bike light, which would just flash red. So I feel like that would be that'd be extremely handy.
This is the red one. This is called fire truck setting, and the last one I'll show you is ambulance setting, which is just that one.
Wait, so the I mean, I think that's wrong, isn't it? Like, I'm pretty sure the ambulance sort of will go both colours, no?
I don't know. We'll try it later, Josh. We'll call one.
Yeah.
We got a bit of time over sleep.
When I'm struggling. No, we don't. Yeah. We don't encourage people using 000 unless they need emergency support.
Just are you talking to yourself? What's the one without lights, Josh?
Oh, because I've called 000 a lot. Called 131444 if you need emergency services, but you don't need the sirens. If you get broken into or things like that. Anyway,
great.
Thanks, Max.
Thanks for coming on, buddy.
It's good. It's like a party. I'm going to start drinking now.
Mate, get on.
Good luck, gents. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm very impressed with what you guys are doing.
Thanks so much, Max.
And do heaps more of these. We'll if your body allows.
I feel like what's that called? I feel like I've got like when you've got too much of it, like cortisol. Like I feel like I'm
my heart rate's gone, definitely jumped up. Like.
Yeah, no, it's all good. All right, I'm going to go to we'll leave it there, Max. I'm going to go to the two shot of you guys, and I'm going to go in the green room